The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me, Twitter Carlson, and the persecution of President Trump as well. We will talk about that. But first, we got to talk about, will Tucker be back on Twitter doing a show? Apparently, that's what he's saying. And will Fox be able to stop him? So, it has pretty much been confirmed that Tucker is going to be doing a show on Twitter. It's also been pretty much confirmed that Tucker has a non-compete for Fox News, that in his contract he cannot be competing against Fox News. I have said that will keep him off places, like you're not going to see him on Newsmax or something like that for sure. But I did not know how that would work with the internet. I mean, because, like I said, can Fox News in a court of law say that a place like, and I used Rumble as an example, it could Rumble be a competitor of Fox News? Is it a competitor of Fox News? Not really. I would assume that Fox News is definitely going to try to stop Tucker unless they get with all their lawyers. I mean, I'm sure they're getting with their lawyers right now to try to see, can they proclaim that Twitter is a competitor of Fox News? And they might not want to acknowledge that or even try to even say that that's the case, and they might just let it go. Maybe. It's hard for me to believe that they would. I have no idea. Like I said, I don't know what the specifics were in his contract. I just knew he wasn't going to be showing up on cable television. That wasn't going to happen, because that for sure is a direct competition. So if this isn't, then they can't say that it's a violation. I would assume Tucker could get paid and still do this, because he's not. In his contract, he still gets paid, and if he's not violating his contract by competing, they can't say, well, we're not going to pay you because you're doing something else. Because Tucker could go and become a plumber on the side if he wanted to and still collect his Fox News paycheck, because being a plumber would not be competing. Now, of course, this is closer to that, and they might take it to court. And with corrupt courts today, as we have found out with Donald Trump as well, with the corrupt courts and corrupt jury people, depending on the state you live, you don't know how they would rule. You could get to where a court would just rule against Tucker no matter what, depending on where they take it to court, and Fox News would take it to court in New York and would not any jury in New York basically go against Tucker, although it wouldn't really be a jury trial, but would a judge rule against Tucker just because it's Tucker? Possibly. I don't know where this is all going to go. Here's the good thing. I think Tucker is going to start a show on Twitter, and they'll have to sue him in order to stop him. And I say, good. Tucker needs to do it, and do it quickly. And Tucker may start capturing a bigger audience than he did on Fox News. In fact, his tweets have captured bigger audiences already than he had at Fox News. So this could end up being great for Tucker in the aspect that he might reach more people, which is what he wants to do. He would be completely free on Twitter to do whatever he wants with no bosses. But yet he's getting paid by Fox News the same wage he gets to do this for Twitter without. He doesn't even have to worry about getting paid with Twitter, although I'm sure he'll be able to make money. And will make money, and I'm sure he's working something out with Elon Musk. This also tells me, if Tucker agreed to go on Twitter, that Elon Musk promised him there would be no censorship of any of his shows. There's no way Tucker is going to go on Twitter and then allow Elon Musk to have the power to all of a sudden kick him off. But technically, if you really think about it, people are saying, well, Tucker would have full control of his show. He would. And if Elon Musk kicked him off Twitter, he could go to Rumble. He could go to other places that are not technically, they're internet sites, but they're not technically competitors with Fox News. So I don't think Elon Musk would backstab Tucker. I think he would keep his promise. I'm sure they'll put something in writing. And so Tucker should have 100% free reign. I would think Elon Musk is looking at this is good for Twitter. Can't be bad for Twitter. It'll make Twitter look like they're not censoring people anymore. They have been still censoring people, but I don't know if that's bots. Still, you know, the system just doing it all by itself. Or if Elon Musk wants it to still censor in certain areas. As some people are saying, you know, you criticize the Communist Party of China and it gets censored on Twitter still to this day very quickly. And remember, Elon Musk gets a lot of his money and Tesla and everything working with China. So you do have to factor all this stuff in. But I would assume Elon Musk and Tucker have worked it out so that Tucker will be uncensored completely. The Twitter will have no involvement. It's basically all Twitter has to do is say, we're 100% hands off, Tucker. Just do whatever you want. That's all they have to do. And then Tucker can do a show. But I wanted you to hear Tucker himself. He left a video message. Many of you may have seen this already, but if you haven't, I'm sure you want to see what he had to say. Take a listen.
Hey, it's Tucker Carlson. You often hear people say the news is full of lies, but most of the time that's not exactly right. Much of what you see on television or read the New York Times is in fact true in the literal sense. It could pass one of the media's own fact checks. Lawyers would be willing to sign off on it. In fact, they may have. But that doesn't make it true. It's not true. At the most basic level, the news you consume is a lie. A lie of the stealthiest and most insidious kind. Facts have been withheld on purpose, along with proportion and perspective. You are being manipulated. How does that work? Let's see. If I tell you that a man has been unjustly arrested for armed robbery, that is not, strictly speaking, a lie. He may have been framed. At this point, there's been no trial, so no one can really say. But if I don't mention the fact that the same man has been arrested for the same crime 6 times before, am I really informing you? No, I'm not. I'm misleading you. And that's what the news media are doing in every story that matters, every day of the week, every week of the year. What's it like to work in a system like that? After more than 30 years in the middle of it, we could tell you stories. The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments. Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter, where we are now. Twitter has long served as the place where our national conversation incubates and develops. Twitter is not a partisan site. Everybody's allowed here, and we think that's a good thing. And yet, for the most part, the news that you see analyzed on Twitter comes from media organizations that are themselves thinly disguised propaganda outlets. You see it on cable news. You talk about it on Twitter. The result may feel like a debate, but actually the gatekeepers are still in charge. We think that's a bad system. We know exactly how it works, and we're sick of it. Starting soon, we'll be bringing a new version of the show we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. We bring some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here. Free speech is the main right that you have. Without it, you have no others. See you soon.
Okay, there you go. And look, Twitter was not a free speech platform at all. It clearly was controlled by the CIA and FBI and was a front. People used to always wonder, how does Twitter even make a profit? Well, the government propped it up. It was there to manipulate the American people. The CIA and the FBI used it to manipulate what stories they wanted to trend, to manipulate your mind. And that was the point of Twitter. Government manipulation of the American people. That's all it was for. And if someone tries to tell you that's not what it was for, they're wrong. They have no idea what they're talking about. Of course, that's exactly all it was for. And so it's really interesting when Elon Musk bought it, because it shows they were violating American laws to do this, to manipulate you, the American people, your own government. It's illegal for them to do these things and to censor your speech. They violated your First Amendment and they openly did it. And then they told you, well, it's a private company, but it really wasn't. It was all propped up and they were following the order. Even if it was a private company, let's say I'm wrong and it was 100% a private company. If they're ordered by the government to do it, it's already illegal. If the private company obeys those orders, doesn't matter, it's illegal for the government to order the private company to do the censoring, which we know for sure that had occurred. So Twitter is a criminal site of massive criminal activity that was bought by Elon Musk. My thought is that China is playing both sides. Obviously, China owns Joe Biden and the Democrat Party pretty much. We know that. And I think China is trying to create chaos because they want to destroy America. And just like what our CIA would do when it messes with other countries when it shouldn't be and illegally does so, it will create stuff on both sides to cause conflict. And I think China somehow is telling Elon Musk, hey, man, we got your back if you buy Twitter. Don't worry. Your government's going to threaten you and be super angry with you that you bought Twitter, exposing what your government was doing, because China knew what our government was doing. And China wanted to expose, I believe, what our government was doing to us so that we get really angry. And they probably guaranteed Elon Musk, hey, we got your back financially. So Elon Musk had nothing to lose when he bought it, because he knew China was like, hey, man, we want you to buy Twitter. Because China and their intelligence agencies knew what Twitter really was. And so that's taking out a CIA, FBI op. So I think that's really what has gone on. Now, I'm not complaining in one aspect that that happened. I'm just saying things go deeper than people realize. I'm glad that Elon Musk bought it, and I hope exposing what our corrupt government has done will be a good thing and won't have the consequences that I think China is looking for. China wants to start a civil war in America. I don't think they realize that ain't going to happen. So all that's really going to happen is it was good. And now we're having a situation where Tucker Carlson might be free to speak his mind. It's not like China could have foresaw all of this happening. I don't think they did. So that's what I really think. If you're looking at the deep, deep players of what's been going on here, I always wondered at the very beginning, why would Elon Musk risk his businesses, risk all this financial? And then I realized, well, if China's backing him, he's not risking jack squat. If China gave him the thumbs up to do it, he's going to be financially set, even if the American government tries to completely bankrupt him. He'll know that ain't going to happen. That's my opinion. I don't know this for sure, but I think it's a really good educated guess, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. I haven't thrown it out there. I wait and wait, even though I've had this thought for a while, because I want to be sure, okay, do I think there's enough evidence now and enough where people will believe it too? Because sometimes I have stuff and I just think, you know what? 95% of the people won't believe it yet. And I have to wait. Because I'm usually that far ahead of the curve on a lot of things. People have no idea how much I hold off on things. Because I don't think the people are ready. And you say, no, don't do that. No, because I can't ruin my credibility. If I can't prove it, it's smart to hold off. So, and there will be a time here and there where I don't know for sure, and holding off is good because it might end up, maybe I was going to be wrong. So it's good to hold off on those things. It's not like I'm holding off on stuff that I'm concrete. I know this is true and I don't think the American people. No, I'm not saying that. If I know something is true, I'm giving it to you no matter what. Anyone who watches my show knows that. I'm talking about things that I can't prove. And I can't prove that China backed Elon Musk in order to buy Twitter. But there's enough circumstantial evidence that tells me, yeah, that's probably what has happened. Anyways, with all that said, I think this is great news. I think Tucker could have a massive reach. We'll see if Fox News is able to stop him. We'll see if Fox News sues right away. I don't know. I would think that they're going to try to stop him. I would think so. So we'll see as things move forward with that. Then the other big news is the persecution of President Trump. President Trump found liable in a defamation case. Of course, this is a civil case, not a criminal case, so we can't do jail time. But don't worry, they'll indict Donald Trump. They have several things that they have grand juries working on, several cases that will be criminal cases that they will indict Donald Trump. They're not done with Trump. Trump's going to be persecuted and persecuted and persecuted in order to try to stop him from running for president or being elected. And if none of that works, they might take it up to a whole nother level. And you know what that would be. I don't even have to say it. Because you know the next level if they think they can't stop him. And if he were to win or was about to win, you know what the next level is. And I would be shocked if they didn't take it to that level. This is why I have said many, many times, I don't want Donald Trump running in 2024. The elections are rigged. They're not going to let him win. We lived through 2020. I'm not an idiot. I don't know why everyone's like, we'll get him in 2024. If we had fair elections, we would. Why does anyone think we have fair elections? It's beyond me. Anyone who's a Trump supporter that lived through 2020, what has happened that makes you think they wouldn't just shut the election down yet again and do the exact same thing and tell you, we'll give you not the results the next day, but 3 days from now, because that's probably what it's going to take to stuff the ballots. But you're just going to wait 3 days and then we'll let you know that Joe Biden won. You think they wouldn't do that? Of course they would. So I don't know why he's even running. America has been overthrown. This is one of the things that I know and people can't or don't want to believe it. Your government has been overthrown. It was overthrown in the 2020 election. Overthrown, your government. You better understand that. When has there ever been an overthrow of a government like you have seen in America with that blatant of a stealing of election? When have you ever seen that blatant of a stealing election? And the people who commit that in any other country in all the history of the world, when have you ever seen them, the next election, allow themselves to come out of power? Has that ever happened in the history of the world? No. The only way it could happen is if the entire country collapses or there's some sort of massive war that causes. That's the only way. And I don't even foresee that. Well, I do foresee that we might get blown up by our enemies. I do foresee that. So here's what happened to Donald Trump. I'll give you this from the Washington Examiner.
A New York jury found former President Donald Trump guilty of sexually abusing E. Jean Carroll and subsequently defaming her, but jurors dismissed her rape claims. Trump has been ordered to pay roughly $5 million in damages. The 9-person jury reached their decision after close to 3 hours of deliberation. Carroll accused Trump of raping her in a Bergdorf Goodman department store in New York in the mid-1990s. He denied the accusations, calling them a hoax, and Carroll a liar. Jurors were tasked with determining whether Trump was liable for civil battery and defamation, which marks the first time in the history of the United States a president has been put on trial for sexual assault. The standard for the jury to make the determination in the case, the preponderance of the evidence, is lower than in criminal court, where the jury needs to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Carroll's attorneys presented several pieces of evidence, such as the former president's past derogatory comments toward women, as well as other women's testimony regarding his alleged sexual misconduct toward them.
All right. That's from the Washington Examiner. Folks, if you live in New York and you don't understand that this is a shot, a warning shot fired right at all conservatives in New York, I have been warning you. There are no more fair trials in New York if you're a Trump supporter, and lawyers are going to figure out, no matter what the trial is, just on average Joes, just on businessmen, if they're a Trump supporter businessman, all they're going to have to do is say, this guy supported Donald Trump, and the juries will convict. They won't care if there's no evidence. Here you go. I told you before this ever happened, Trump's going to get convicted on this. Guaranteed, because it's a New York jury, and the bunch of liberals aren't going to not convict Donald Trump. They're not going to make him pay. It's not a conviction, I should say. Found guilty, liable, because it's not a criminal court. But there was no way they weren't going to make him pay millions of dollars. I'm actually surprised that it's only $5 million, to be honest with you. That surprises me. I think the people who were suing Donald Trump, this Carol lady, was disappointed. I think she thought they would have done worse to him. But she had no evidence. It's all hearsay with no proof of something that happened in the 90s. Doesn't matter. You don't need evidence. They have indicted Donald Trump in New York without even citing an actual crime. And if you're a conservative in New York and you're not understanding that New York is a communist state, you have to view this, the United States of America, like our forefathers kind of did. You need to get back to this mentality. Each state is like its own nation. And those who live in New York, you're already in a communist state with unfair courts that will destroy any Trump supporter. And lawyers are going to know. I will just point out that this person's a Trump supporter. I can walk away and do nothing else. I don't have to prove my case ever. Just prove they're a Trump supporter. That's all I have to do. And you still live in that communist state? You're not fleeing it while you have the chance? Because there's going to come a point in time where you don't have that chance. Either that or New York's going to be the first place to get blown up by our enemies anyways. So it's probably going to get blown up. It's the number one target for a nuclear attack anyways. Maybe you should get out for that alone. But even if it doesn't get blown up, it is not safe for any Trump supporter to live in New York. California will be the next state to be like that. Illinois will be the third worst. And you know what the fourth worst state is going to be? I just had this conversation because I have, well, I'll just say Michigan. Michigan's the fourth worst, just so people know. You watch. I'm out of time. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. New Yorkers, don't take my warning lightly. Seriously, flee New York. You will thank me one day. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things? And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Being informed is important, but being informed with the truth is essential. Visit thenewamerican.com for news you can trust.